He's been called the master of assessments.
In this world that we're in, so many people feel they're not going anywhere.
Making sense of the problems that affect you and showing you the reality and solutions of how to solve them.
There are times you need to make some changes. Join a different club, do a different thing, go to a different church. Call it whatever you will. Take a class. Seek things that advance your dreams and things that you want to do.
He's Dr. John Braccio of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing.
There's only one time around, and there may be some people that we could really connect with and make a tremendous friendship with and become another us, another person. And we just have to be willing to reach out.
And when he's not at the office helping patients, he's on 1320 WILS.
At 20 degrees, happy new year to you. It is Wednesday, January 2nd, 7-11 on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and heard worldwide via the internet at 1320WILS.com. Dr. Braccio is the director of the Regional Psychological Services, and it's Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320WILS, 1320WILS.com. Check out drjohnb.com, and I know that John is very happy as his beloved Spartans helped the Big Ten finish 2-6 in the bowl season.
Well, listen, very, very happy the way the season ended. It was a bizarre year, amazingly exciting games, and this one happened to be an exciting one that went the right way. So, hey, that's a good way to get ready for what I think is going to be just a terrific 2013.
All right. From the psychological end of New Year's resolutions, from your perspective, what does that mean?
Well, I think when a new year comes, it's a natural time to take stock of how we want to change, how we'd like to be different. And it's a time to sit back and even specifically look at ourselves and say, what do we want or what do we really need to do? And try to be very specific. Write it down. I think that becomes an important thing. Like if you decide that you want to become more fit, okay, become healthier, well, you can look at diet. You can look at exercise, but either one, you have to take some action. You have to, let's just take exercise. You have to get a regimen. You have to do something. You have to get going. You have to pick a time. You go, you do it. That becomes critical, actualizing what you're planning to do.
Dr. Braccio, a lot of us choose to try and make these changes. How do we decide what to pick and how to attack those and succeed?
Well, I think the main thing is to pick it, to choose it, to be persistent, to not give up. I think that becomes an important thing. And how we respond to failure is very, very important. Like, let's take an obvious one. You're going to be on a diet and you're going to control what you eat. But then you have a day or two where you really are off it. You're visiting friends. You don't feel good. You're sick. You do something that you don't want to do or you say you weren't going to do. Don't give up on yourself and don't let the rest of the year be a failure and you feel like you feel yourself as a failure. Just say, I'm done with that. Had a bad day, had a bad event, and just move forward and start and keep going at what you're doing. No one's perfect, Tony. No one's going to make a resolution and be at it every day. If so, good for you. But the main thing is that you really can't give up. And I think, though, in examining, let's talk about some of the ones we can do. We talk about stopping smoking. We're talking about, you know, quitting drinking or being more moderate. We talk about even prescription drugs, things that we're going to do, you know, less of if people are doing it. We talk about being more lovable and finding someone to love. I mean, sometimes people are alone, but they're a bah humbug kind of a person. So it's important to take a look at yourself. How do you make yourself more caring, more loving? How do you reach out to family you haven't seen for a long time or old friends or making new friends, organizing your life better, helping others? These all sound like things people ought to do and people do, but a lot of people never work at these things. That's why I've always looked upon the beginning of the new year, Tony, as an exciting time to relook at ourselves, change bad habits, add new things to our life. Just use it as a general personal, not house cleaning, but a person cleaning to make us a more effective person.
All right. This email is from Mary from Grand Ledge. I received this on Friday. Ask Dr. Braccio about constructive criticism. I work with children who take constructive criticism personally, and to be quite frank, I myself personally hurt when people bring up my faults, even if they're just joking.
Well, I think a lot of times when people joke, let's talk to deal with the joking, a lot of times people mean to be mean-spirited when they're joking. I think best not to be doing anything, unless we're having fun and just joking, that'd be something different. But if we're going to be constructively criticizing, if you will, I look upon that as something where you're really trying to be helpful. And I think if you're working with children, children have to learn just like any other person that there are rules or certain things that people have to do if you're going to be successful. Certainly just being nice to people and nice to yourself are certainly two important traits. That's why I think as an adult, even if a person doesn't like it, if we're going to be, if they're in our charge or there's people that we're trying to help, whether they're children, students, daycare, whatever it might be, it is important to say, look, we have to share. You can't really be eating everything and not let other children have this. You can't be hitting other kids. Things of that nature, and let them know with an example that, you know, that's just not an appropriate thing to do. And if a person doesn't like it, I hate to say it, Tony, but in life, that's part of learning, part of growing, that if someone is doing something inappropriate, we constructively try to help them and help them do the right thing. But to expect them always to like it, that's really not true. If you want to take something or have more or do something more than someone else, and it's not fair, then you might not like not being able to do that. But that's all part of life. And the person, too, being, we want back on the person herself, who's if it bothers her. Well, I know that. That can be painful. And people giving advice ought to be in a position that either it's asked for or it's something that the person wants or particularly needs. But criticism's hard. It's hard to know who should do it, who should say it. But I think if we want to grow as individuals, we have to be willing to listen to people that are trying to help us and giving us advice.
All right, Dr. B, before we let you go, what's your resolution for this year?
Well, my resolution is I'm always trying to be, this may sound funny, a more open person, a more accepting person, trying to be available to help people, my own family, of course, and also to try to be a useful human being, in terms of trying to make oneself a better person. I've tried to reach out and make contact with people that I haven't really talked to in a long time. Just moving out, my son's getting married this summer, my son John, that you certainly know well, so that's kind of an exciting time to be getting ready. Want that to be a really nice wedding with nice family, nice people together. So overall, just being a better person, being a more caring person, being a more likable person, being a more caring person, and back to your person from Grand Ledge, trying to be constructive with myself and certainly in my work here in terms of therapy counseling, trying to be constructive and helpful. But basically, being a good person, being a better person, trying to reach out and help other people. That's kind of who I try to be, what I try to. I don't always reach those standards. You know, part of being human is not being perfect, but it's trying to aim to do the right thing. So I'm looking forward a lot to this year, a great year coming up.
Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services, and we've been speaking psychological on the Tony Kelly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. We invite you to check out drjohnb.com. John, have a great day.
Always a pleasure, my friend.